Hannah.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Did you enjoy the session this afternoon?
Yes, I just find it a little hard to express thoughts without particular subject.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
We're waiting for someone else, of course.
Okay. All right.
Did you decide to contact the rabbi?
Not yet.
Was just
Because
curious.
I'm afraid my passion is going to come off as anger, and I don't want it to be, it isn't that.
Know.
And
And there is no rush in the sense, so a little bit of time distance will be helpful in ameliorating that.
I saw a quote today. I put it on the, if I can find it. Yeah, right here. I put it on my desktop. Indecision becomes decision with time. I felt like that was my word for the day. So take my time. We actually have another issue going on that I feel they're going to close down the secretarial position, and I'm part of the board that had to be to vote on that issue, and I think it's going to create some friction.
Understand.
So I kind of think I'm going to be quiet for a while.
I hear you. I believe somebody else just came on.
Okay.
I believe.
Malcolm.
Welcome, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Please join me in saying, join us in saying the Anavakoa. Anavakoa. Gedulat shemincha tzerurah. Aleph bet gimel yud tav tzadi. Kabel rinat amcha sagbeinu tacharenu. No ra. Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Kislev, the Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet of righteousness, the planet Jupiter, and the Samach that created the constellation Keshet, the rainbow or the bow. Some people say it's the archer. And it's actually the astrological sign of Sagittarius. The Samach and the Gimel together have a gematria of 63, which connects us to the energy store known as the Sephirah of Bina. Na Gibor, Dor Shechutcha. Kivavat Shamreim. Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem Tacharen Rachame Sitkatcha Tami Gamreim. Betet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel. Hasim Kadosh Viro Tufa Nael Adata Het Kufet Tet Nunayan Yahid Gaye Lamcha Pene Zo Pre Kidu Shata Yud Gimalamet Pe Zion Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushmatia Kasenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tadiyud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate the right column from the left column in that creation. The positive from the negative aspects. We're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to accomplish this. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rahum Vechanun. Eres Apaim. Verav Chesed Be'emet. Notzechesed la'alafim, noseawon vafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to read the verses that connect us to the year 5777, the year of the goat. There are two verses that do this. The first of these verses is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipo oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to create three new Hebrew words, sats kiyas, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the last letters of these five words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. All five of these words and the translations connect us to the year of 5777, the year of the goats. The second verse has concealed within it the letters of the name Tafshin Ayin Zion, the name of the year. And these letters are concealed in such a way that they are separated by seven other letters each. And this is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai. Yohei wahei Eloheichem atadabaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, we also have two verses. The first of which is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha-yulimat ve-lo yachlu le-hashit et kol ha-olot va-yehaskum acheichem ha-levim ad kelot hamlacha Yad yitkachu hakohanim, ki halivim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter, we're able to permutate it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei Lalahei. Wa 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 Yo, la, yo, a la, me. Hey, hey, hey. A, ka, a. Re, ka, ha. The second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Feed who ba Adonai, yo he wa he, ade ade, ki bi a yo he, Adonai yo he wa he, tur olamim. The year 5775, there are three verses. The first, Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo darpeni ad biliruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, mikol hamachagoiya. Asher yidchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachon. Wehalakti itchem wechayayim yeshno. Varetz vechipasti oto bekol alfei Yehuda. And the last is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved roav yomru ayo. For the year 5774, there's only one verse. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami li Yisrael untati vishakan. Tafta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu. V'nei avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects us to the energy of certainty. It comes from Parashah Yitro, Pasuk 29. L'shem yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu dhilu dhilu urchimu L'yachta l'shem yud he bavav he v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah v'yihi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'ase yadenu kanane aleinu. Yadenu kanan ehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane nan dekucha. Barichu kol ma diaved leila witata. Kola ihu kishot biovada. Dikshot belet lach mila. The Alma Divae Barnash Ladachia Leia Minea Ulan Haga Beya Kilana de Hakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Vekola Pitsterish Be Alma. We're going to scan the 72 names of God at this time. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. the Sadikim who left today, which is the 13th Yud Gimel of Kislev, Rabbi Rachamim Mazuz of Jerba, the Rabbina Berei de Rav Huna, Rabbi Israel Taub of Modzhich, author of the Divrei Israel. Rabbi Israel Friedman ben Rabbi David Moshe, Rabbi Shalom Hadaya of Aram Tzova, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is continuing the essay from last week by Rabbi Ashlag. The title of the essay is Conception and Birth. It's located on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's row 16, the right-hand column. When you open that up, scroll to class number 24A. And it opens up at section 5, Emulating Creation. Birth of the Happy Humanity. When looking at the seal of the work of creation, we find there the words which God has created to do. This means that the work of the Creator, which is set in the creation before us, is given to us in order to do and to add to it. Otherwise, the words to do would have been completely redundant and meaningless. And it would have to say, for in it he rested from all his work which God has created. So why were the words to do added here? It must be that this verse teaches us that the full extent of the work that the Creator has left in creation is in the exact measure, no more and no less, but the extent that enables us to perform its development and completion by ourselves. In truth, our entire development in creation is but emulation of it. All the flavors and beauty of colors that we innovate and devise are but emulation of the tasteful colors that we find in colors. And likewise, from where does the carpenter know about making a four-legged table, if not by emulating the work of the Creator, who has made creations that stand on four legs? Or from where would we know about combining two pieces of wood, if not by emulating the organs of the body, which are joined together? So he went and built in the wood accordingly. People observe and study the reality set before us in perfect reason and beauty. Afterward, when they understand it, they emulate and do likewise. Subsequently, that example becomes a basis for another example, until man has created a handsome world full of inventions, and I would add, technology. By looking at creation, planes were built with wings similar to birds. A radio was built to receive sound waves like the ears. In short, all of our successes are presented before us in creation and in reality as is, and all we need is to emulate it and do. Reality and the existence of reality deny one another. Reality, meaning reality in general, and all its parts that are created as creations in relation to that which belongs to their existence. We find that it is well set up with every beauty and pleasantness, with without any deficiency whatsoever. Truly an enlightened world. But when we place opposite that the existence of this reality, meaning the manners by which these creations feed and sustain themselves, they are awry, disordered, tasteless, and very unrestrained. However, we have already explained about reality and the existence of reality in general in the essay, The Meaning of Unity, and learn it from there. Conclusion and birth. From all this, you should know that the general is always equal to the particular, that the Creator in and of himself does not feel the multiplicity, as he is always in the singular authority. And you can conclude the benefit of the collective from that of the individual. And as the existence and birth of the individual, which the Creator has set up naturally, is tested from the moment of birth and emergence to the place that the Creator has prepared, which is called this world, it is considered that he has made certain that one will fall into the hands of loyal lovers who will tend and heal and care for all of one's needs in complete devotion and love. The same is true of the collective. If it wishes to be born and emerge to the world corrected for the whole collective, it is necessary to see that this general child falls into the hands of loyal parents who will love it just as devotedly as would a father and a mother, meaning through the mitzvah of love of others. This is similar to the preparation for the giving of the Torah. However, here we will engage only in the human species and see how much of the pleasantness and good the work of the Creator has set up concerning one's existence to keep one until one is worthy of being called upon in the shape of a working human. And when we take the order of one's own existence, how much of the loathed and terrible is in it? Wherever one turns, one condemns, and one's very existence is built on the ruin of one's neighbor. That's the end of section 5. Are there any questions? Section 6, the corrected and the needy of man's work, which God has created to do. Know that the Creator needed the work of creation only to the extent that human power could not work there. Similar to digestion, the Creator created everything in such a way that the digestion of the food in our stomach happens without effort on our part. However, from the point where one can work, as this is all the flavor and contentment of the Creator, who wanted to enjoy his work, meaning to fashion creations that can add, delight, and please like him, but has no wish whatsoever to cook our food, which is on the stove for us without our awareness, since we can do it by ourselves. This is similar to a teacher and a student, where the whole intention of the teacher is to give the student the strength to be like him and to teach other students like him. Also, the Creator is pleased when his creations create and innovate like him. Yet our whole power is to innovate and develop is not real innovation. Rather, it is a type of emulation. And the more the emulation matches the work of nature, to that extent is our level of development measured. From this we know that we have the power to correct ourselves. The existence of reality, like nature's pleasant example of reality. The proof of that is that if the Creator had not worked his full providence in that discernment, 2, for is the Lord's hand short? But it is rather necessary that in this place, which is our own correction, we are able to correct ourselves. The end of section 6. In my opinion, it's something to contemplate, to realize that all of man's technology and inventions are really just simulating and emulating what is the natural world of creation. With us or without us, the world will endure, the world will grow, the world will move towards to be closer to the world, to Hashem. That is my opinion. Movement as a sign of life. Still, vegetative, animate speaking. With regard to spiritual life, people are divided into 2, still and vegetative, animate, and 2, speaking. The still, the vegetative, vegetation, and animate animals are regarded as completely lifeless. The speaking is regarded as living. Life is the power of movement. It is known that the beginning of life is done by 2 completely opposite actions. When the speaking is born, it is also regarded as lifeless, until it is awakened through pushes, since its vessels are ready to receive life and movement while still in the mother's womb. Upon the emergence to the world, the air of the world affects it with chilliness to which it is not accustomed, which causes the awakening of the contraction. And after the first contraction, it must spread out more to its former measure. These 2 things, contraction and expansion, are the first step that gives it life. In my opinion, this is also the process of cycles. Contraction leads to expansion, which leads to contraction. A cycle. However, sometimes due to weakness of the birth, the fetus weakens and the contraction is not awakened in it. Since the reception of the chilliness of the air of the world is too weak to affect its contraction, this causes it to be born dead, chas v'shalom, meaning that it still did not have a place and a reason for life, which begins with contraction to clothe it in it. Without internal contraction, there is no expansion. It is so because by no means it expands more than its boundary, so there is no movement. And the sign of a creature that is ready for the light of life is that it at least has the power to contract for some reason. At that time comes the light of life and makes the expansion, and the first movement of life occurs. For this reason, movement will not cease from it and becomes a living, moving being. That first movement is called a soul, meaning the spirit of life that breathes in his nostrils, as it is written, and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life. However, the still vegetative and animate do not possess that power to make an internal contraction for whatever reason. And because this is so, it is impossible for the light of the life to clothe in them and cause expansion. He has given an inexorable law that without contraction and expansion, the vessel will not be able to expand beyond its boundary. For this reason, the still, vegetative, and animate are destined to be forever lifeless. But the speaking is truly fit for life. However, it is born dead, as was said above, since it requires some reason and cause that will act upon it, and at least make that first contraction. This happens to it by the cold air that comes to it from Torah and good deeds. The quality of the contraction. The contraction should be by the power of the creature itself. We discern two kinds of contraction. Contraction as a result of an external cause, such as the coolness of the air, or contraction that comes from the vessel itself. Number one. As you see when spanking and pressing the newborn to wake it up, although each press and spank causes a contraction in the newborn's body, the expansion returns. It does not return because of the light of life, but because of the structure of the vessel itself, which must always maintain its exact boundary and custom. For this reason, when some element comes and presses it, the vessel has the power to return to its place by the force that causes its positive boundary. Two, but if the contraction happens from within the vessel itself and not due to an external cause, then it cannot return to its previous boundary whatsoever, because the contraction that took place in it was from its own structure. Thus, it is impossible for it to return to its original boundary. One unwritten comment at this point is to realize that once someone grows outside of the boundaries through the cycle of contraction and expansion, another way of describing growth, the person cannot go back to the old comfort zone once it is expanded outside of that comfort zone. It can no longer go back to the old one. Continuing to read. The Creator is the exception, meaning that a new personal light should expand in it and return it to its custom, where the light is added to the original life to be in it permanently. That is, each time it contracts, the light returns and causes it to expand to its previous size. That light is called life. Two contractions, partial and general. Opposite them, two expansions. The blood is the soul. It is so because the red color needs the white color to connect to it. And then it is called blood. Before it has permanently joined it, it is not regarded as blood, because at that time there are lying and rising in it. This is so because its nature is Odem, two Hebrew words that mean or blood, or stillness. And then irregular rising is painted in it, which is only called the color Odem from the words, "Be still for the Lord." For this reason, the colors fall from it again, and it becomes white, colorless, which is irregular lying, irregular resting. And when the two join, they become tendons of life's blood. When the two become tendons of life's blood, making the contradictions in it, one becomes the living soul, meaning the O is cut off from the odin, the red leaving down blood permanently. And yet the lying and rising that were before can join even now in this blood. Hence we discern two kinds of blood, red and white. That is the same red and white that were operating one at a time before have now conjoined and made that blood, which is called a living soul. Know that this is the meaning of the partial contraction and partial expansion, which is called nephesh, low-level soul, and ruach, spirit. However, that light which made the expansion, the partial of the soul, is a general, wonderful upper light. For this reason, it fills and complements every kind of contraction inscribed in that structure. It is known that there was already white in that body, in the part that is unfit to receive the odim color, the red color, since of the red were robbed and fell when they joined together in vain. For this reason, once the light has completed the first expansion of the light of the above mentioned living soul, it refills that old contraction that was made in it initially. This is what is called general expansion, or tendons of the brain, extending from the red material whose form has been completely wiped away. This is the meaning of what is written, and breathed into his nostrils. In Hebrew it is written noses, two noses. The first nose is of red-white. The second nose is of the white that is completely wiped away. And the man becomes a living soul. First out of the red-white nose, which is the blood, and the first expansion, but finally it was the soul of life, because it expanded in the second nose as well, the wiped away white, which is a soul and regarded as gar, the Gimel Risha notes, the upper three. You should also know that the first expansion of tendons of blood relates to the bottom bodily brain called marrow, which is there, operating without one's awareness, since the intermediate state from the first nose to the second nose is the time of nature, of, and then the light works completely without one's awareness, for he has not attained his soul. And the second expansion in the tendons from marrows kept for it as the second oppositeness, which is called the second nose, is the relation of the upper brain to the three mohin that operate constantly in him. And this is called oppositeness between head and body. It has been explained that in attendance from the male, the red is on the right. This is the color and the being that is formed on this paper. The white is the complete left, where the second nose is also erased from it, and even the color disappears from it, so that the red is the being and the white is the absence. The opposite of it is blood. Since the red is the left, meaning O, has been joined in advance, and as river, and maybe. Conversely, although the white is lying, this image still becomes right and rising. For this reason, it is an eternal soul, which does no longer needs color. And the red color that remains and is inscribed in advance has now been put to the left in Gevura. It is called Dam, blood, without the O of Odom, red. So that the white is on the right, for there is no need. And the red color will not occur in it. And the red is regarded as left, only Gevura, which is called blood. Here you need to understand that the reshemo, the recollection, the impression of the above mentioned red in the first nose, and their tendons, which rose to the left after the second nose, regarded as a soul, is erased and permanently passes away from this structure. For this reason, the head, the brain, is white without any red at all. The Ibur, the conception. During pregnancy, the fetus is merely a vegetative. Its movements are not regarded as movements of life, since the movements are done by its mother, of which the fetus is a part. Its environment is called abdomen, and the mother is the boundary of the environment that is cast upon it. And it eats what its mother eats, etc. And the birth begins with the head, the essence of life. Knowing the living is the self-essence. Movement is defined by contraction. For no creation can extend its boundary even as a hair's breadth. This extends from the head, for there the giving of this power is restricted to slightly less than its boundary, regarding the question. You should know that as long as another force contracts it below its size, this does not make the inanimate animate. Rather, it must contract of its own. But how can this be while it is still inanimate? This requires a prayer to be rewarded with the upper force. By that we can understand the concealed under the surrounding light, and the meaning of, for man shall not see me and live. For the living can move, and if it still cannot contract, then it is not alive, but still. This is the meaning of the righteous death is with a kiss, meaning they lose the power of contraction. That's the end of Rabbi Ashlag's essay. And I think you realize that this, both parts, but especially the second part, takes a significant amount of contemplation. And I hope you will do that during this coming week. Contemplate what is written here about conception and birth. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, Tuesday, we will have a mini Zohar class at 4:30 and a Tikkuni Zohar class at 7 p.m., and both times are West Coast times. I bid all of you shalom, a good week, a week of peace.
Thank you. We could do for you.
Thank you.